This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
I noticed you also did some further study, right? As soon as you sold your company, it seems you started enrolling in some graduate courses.
Yeah.
And that speaks to your character, actually. But tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, I'm basically, I just love learning. I just feel like the more I learn, the more alive I am. And my first ever love was physics. So I just couldn't absorb enough of physics, so classical physics, and then modern physics, and just my brain's like a sponge that just wants to absorb things. So anytime I have any free time, any available time, it's just instantly what I want to learn now. So, I took that as an opportunity to again, learn from some smart people and to, pick up on new skills, learn about AI, learn about human computer interactions and really sort of decision analysis, how to make better decisions, like all these things that don't seem connected, but yeah, I just feel like they're good things to learn. And, one of the other things is like I made the excuse of coming here and starting really learning at business school as a reason to come over to the US, mostly so I can convince my girlfriend at the time that it was a good idea to move to the US. Right? It wasn't like, hey, I'm going to move to the US and start a company, because like that was just like seemed too crazy. So I was like, no, I want to go and study at business school, and then maybe I'll do something. But pretty much as soon as I got here, it was like my natural instincts was immediately like, oh, I want to build something. And I did. I basically went to the engineering department and found a couple of guys that were building something, and I started hanging around with them and learned from them. And they ended up building their company, and they're all one of the early YC companies too that ended up being acquired by Google. But it just was, for me, like better than business school. It was like I was literally sitting next to a team that was actually doing their startup and doing it out of school. So it was a great learning experience for me. So I basically brought that back again and said, okay, I'm going to actually take some courses and try to work towards completing them. But yeah, I feel like that's probably a never-ending thing. And I'll tell you, the biggest secret in the universe is iTunes U. If you ever go to iTunes U, you can learn anything you want from the best professors and the best educators on the planet, and you don't have to pay anything for it. Like if you're somebody that cares more about the knowledge than the certificate, I feel like it is the best kept secret that I don't know why people don't talk about it enough, because it has so much great content in there, so many great courses to learn anything you want. And I still do that today. I still just sort of take courses not properly, but just like watch the videos, try to understand the content, and to just better train myself to understand what these things are and how they work, at least enough so I can recognize what good looks like when I'm dealing in that world.
So despite how busy you are now running Proxy, which is a fast growing startup, you're still finding the time to learn even things that don't relate to the specific domain you're in.
Yeah, I mean, that's mostly what I do to try to get myself to fall asleep. So the way I can switch off my brain is like by switching completely to a whole different set of things. And, it's because I don't have to practice it, it helps me sort of like absorb and fall asleep. But I enjoy it. Like right now, I'm working through thorium reactors, and understanding why thorium is a better element for building safer reactors for energy power generation. Wow. So, completely aren't useless for anything I'm working on my day job. But for me, it's just interesting things to just understand out there. And there's like plenty of other people out there working on these things, but it's just interesting to understand.
Thank you for listening. As always, this show is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. But did you know that full uncut episodes and bonus content are posted on our YouTube channel? If you want to learn practical business skills, discover trends and opportunities, and learn how to invest in real estate, head on over there now. Go to youtube.com and search for Zane Jaffer, and it'll pop up. Subscribe now, See you on the next episode.